This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Buffalo Bills have clinched the NFL playoffs for another year. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. Well, the Bills won their Week 16 game against the Browns. We know that on Sunday. Not a pretty win, but a win. Still looking for help to make the playoffs, and that help arrived last night when the San Francisco 49ers took down the Colts 48-27 on Monday Night Football. So we got an official spot in the playoffs. It's not the prettiest spot, not the top spot. But we are in, and hopefully we win. Injury update from Coach.
Hoyer tweaked his hamstring day-to-day. He'll be day-to-day. Daquan Jones also day-to-day, as is Josh Allen. DQ has a calf. Josh has a foot. And then Shaq Thompson has a neck. He'll be day-to-day as well.
Mm. All right. Bills get to it at the stadium on Sunday.
All right, so I have a question. We have two more games.
Two home games.
Clinched the playoffs. Would you sit Josh Allen out, or is there something we could still
accomplish? We're going for the division. We're going for the division right now.
Yeah, division title.
Yeah.
Because why? Because of home field advantage?
Right,
because
Right. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. New England plays at 1 o'clock. We play at 4 o'clock. So we might have a little it won't still be decided. But if they lose, for say, the next two games become massive. If they win, then, you know, you got to weigh the pros and cons of.
So this Sunday night, Josh, it should be clear for the next week as to what the schedule is and where the standings are.
Right. And here's another thing. The Bills, we only keep two quarterbacks on our active roster, Trubisky and Josh.
Yep.
Shane Bouchel, the backup, he got signed to the active roster of the Kansas City Chiefs, where he originally started his career. So the Bills are
we're light on the QB.
We got to find a practice squad QB this week. So, and it's not easy to learn a system. It takes.
Obviously. I bet James Cook could throw to himself and just score a touchdown.
I don't know if
he's
so
good.
I don't know if we want
to
risk that.
I don't want to risk him on that one. But
So,
but you're right. He probably could. He seems to be a versatile player.
It is interesting. It's going to be an interesting next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Kansas City is moving from Kansas to Kansas, technically. So new stadium, and they currently are based in Kansas City, Missouri. So it comes to the technicality of what state is Kansas in? It's in both.
Missouri.
But they're moving from Kansas, Missouri to Kansas, Kansas.
How far is that? But is it like a half hour ride?
I don't know what the lay of the land is there. Luckily, never been.
Don't care.
But
we got.
They're kind of staying where they are. They're literally
happy.
Shifting. They're shifting over the state line in the same area.
Whatever.
So, yeah, whatever is right. So
whatever.
Hopefully they're a demolished team after after this season. Hopefully it's over. Hopefully the run has ended for them. We'll wait and see. NFL has suspended DK Metcalf for 2 games. You probably saw the highlight video of him taking a swipe at a fan. Looks like he was punching at his face. Don't believe contact was made, but the league ruled that Metcalf's actions violated league policy. They're pretty firm on the don't punch the fans in the face policy. That's something they stay strong with, in-game altercation. So he will be suspended now for 2 games following that situation. What led to it? Kind of a blurry situation. There was talk of a racial slur, and there was talk of simply using his legal first name, two of which he does not like. So, there is that. But suspended 2 games for swiping at a fan. Sabres will skate tonight on the road in Ottawa. And the Powerball jackpot, no winner last night. They're now sitting on $1.7 billion. That was the 46th drawing last night without a winner. So here we sit. I think we got Christmas Eve will be the next drawing. So Wednesday night, prize is expected to be around the fourth largest in U.S. lottery history. At an estimated $1.7 billion.
I've got to put that on my list.
Stocking stuffers.
That's exactly. It would be so fun to have those for stocking stuffers on Christmas Eve. Okay, yep. Sounds good. $1.7 billion Powerball. Wow. That's a lot.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.